Yeah, I think we didn't start on time, obviously, and obviously got that power play goal early, and they kind of bounced back and kind of felt like we didn't really play our game the first and second, and kind of picked it up with the third, and obviously came back and got a point in the game, which is huge for us, but definitely need to start on time tonight and get back to playing the game that we can.
You know, you give all the respect to them. Obviously, it's a good team over there. But on the same token, do you think it's more of it's on us? I know you want to give respect to the opponent, but do you feel like it's more on you guys to be a little bit better?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, they played a really good game over there, and you got to give credit to them. But, yeah, at the end of the day, you know, that loss is completely on us. I think kind of we're at the point in the season where, you know, we can't let points like that slip away, and we have to dictate every game. We have to dictate the pace of play, and we didn't do that last night, and that's something we're going to have to do tonight.
From a mentality side of things, it's very easy to think about playoffs at the end of the month, but there's still lots of hockey to be played, still 9 games. How important is it? And it's probably a difficult task, but to keep kind of a day-by-day mentality here in the final month of the regular season.
Yeah, I think that's extremely important. Can't get too far ahead of ourselves, obviously. We know we obviously clinched, you know, home ice for playoffs, and you know, kind of trying to battle for the Western Conference. But those are some things that kind of are in the back of our heads right now. We just kind of, like you said, got to focus on the task at hand, and that's Spokane tonight, and just trying to get 2 points tonight.
Last night, you know, the first 2 periods may not necessarily gone your way, but on a nightly basis, when things aren't going your way, yeah, that fourth line and Foster, LaJoie, and McClendon that really like to mix it up. They did that again last night. Maybe just your thoughts on them. That really provide a spark for your group of teams, like when things aren't going good.
Yeah, I think good teams have guys that know their role and you know, understand what they need to do to help our team win. And you know, those three guys are such an testament to that. They bring energy to our team every single night, and you know, they do things that you know, that help our team win. And you know, maybe it's not necessarily scoring goals or putting up points, but you know, every time they're on the ice, they're making something happen, and they're providing energy for our team. And yeah, they've bought into their role very well this year, and are a big part of our team.
Okay, last one before I let you go here, Hudson. Obviously, these guys again. Maybe just your thoughts on the opponent at hand, and I'm assuming your group looking for a better start here tonight.
Yeah, I think just kind of, like I said, we have to start on time tonight, and we have to play a full 60. You know, if you kind of look at all the losses we've had this year, it's kind of the same tendencies of not starting on time and kind of picking it up maybe late in the game. But, yeah, just kind of starting on time tonight and, you know, sticking to what's been working. Obviously, we've been having a good run and kind of got a race last night and reset. And obviously, they're a good team over there. And but, yeah, I think it starts with us, and we have to dictate the pace and start on time, like I've been saying, and just go from there.
Hudson, well said as always, my friend. Go get him here tonight.
Yeah, thank you.